It's my sweet little sister's birthday today. Happy birthday, Lydia. 16, sweet 16. So not only is Lydia firmly ensconced in the teenage years, but also she's had that learner's permit for a while here. So the driver's license could be coming up. So I thought for my little sister and for all of you, we should talk, just take a little bit to talk about the worst driving habits. Now, I seriously thought about asking all of you. I was like, oh, use the WIB listener line and text in your worst driving habit. And then I realized that would just be stupendously ironic. So we're not going to do that. Maybe hand the phone to a passenger and they can text me, 715-396-1670. Did you know it takes new drivers just 10 weeks to become a bad driver? Lydia, takes new drivers just 10 weeks to become a bad driver. Don't turn back now. After passing their driving test, it takes someone, again, 2.5 months to become a bad driver. A study of 2,000 car owners found the average new road user lets bad habits creep in less than 3 months after passing that driving test. The two things we do wrong almost immediately: not holding the steering wheel in the correct position, guilty, and failing to check our mirrors every time we make a lane change. I think I'm pretty good at that. Only 40% of women, only 4 in 10 women, and only 32% of men believe they have bad driving habits. And yet many of us do. For women, women admit their biggest driving flaw, reaching into their purse to look for something while driving. Not safe. Men say their big flaw is tailgating. Not good either, guys. The bad habits we pick up fastest for all of you and for Lydia. Worst bad habits: holding the wheel with just one hand instead of two. Is it 10 and 2 or 9 and 3? Either way, two hands for safety. Giving up on the correct steering wheel position entirely and just driving like, you know, palming it or with your thumbs or whatever. No longer checking mirrors. Again, bad habits we pick up fastest when it only takes 10 weeks to become a bad driver after getting your license. Making a turn without using a signal. Oh, I can't stand that one. Tailgating. Well, I mean, if people would go faster, I wouldn't have to. Camping in the passing lane because you can't be bothered to move over. Can't stand that. Passing in a dangerous situation. Try not to do that. Running red lights, don't do that. No seatbelt, please wear your seatbelt. And then illegal U-turns. And I have to admit, just a quick anecdotal thing. There was a big stop up on 53 around 3 p.m. or so yesterday. Apparently there was a rollover in a ditch, and hopefully everyone's all right there. And so traffic just came to a standstill on 53. Usually we don't see that in Eau Claire, traffic just stopping. Well, traffic did stop, and I saw no less than 4 or 5 vehicles immediately go into the no U-turn lane right in front of the sign and whip around going the opposite way on 53 because they thought they could get to their destination faster. Whether they did or not, I don't know, but I'm just sitting there self-righteously stopped. I had things to do too and say, man, wish the Altoona police was here so they could see this. Anyway, don't pick up those bad driving habits, Lydia. And for all of you who aren't new drivers but may have picked up some of those habits, you know what? We can work to change ourselves. We can be better. I know we can. You've seen these all over the interwebs before. Hacks, life hacks, home hacks, school hacks, whatever it might be. It's here's how you can make your life easier, make people like you more, win friends and influence people, make your home a beautiful living space, that sort of a thing. So let's focus on the home hacks a little bit. For Pinterest especially, but some of those sites too. I mean, any DIY site, any HGTV site, it's like, oh, you could have your home look like something that Chip and Joe did. Congratulations to them on their new baby, by the way. Here's some home hacks with a little commentary. Let's call these 7 less than helpful home hacks. So I will read you the actual home hack, and this is, you know, said legitimately. I found these aggregated from Pinterest and various sites saying, oh, do this to your home, you'll love it. And then we'll see if it's actually practical or not. So 7 perhaps less than helpful home hacks. Here's number 1. Create a comfortable shower. They say create a lounge chair in the shower for a relaxing experience. Create a lounge chair in the shower for a more relaxing experience. Pretty sure that isn't going to stop the kids from still banging on the door and trying to come in. It's almost like in Return of the King when they have Grond, like the big, I'm showing myself as an LGR nerd, but you know when they're like trying to batter down the gates there in Gondor of Minas Tirith? Like, that's what I think. That's what the kids do. Like, whenever you get a moment's peace to either use the restroom or take a shower, they're still going to try and batter down that door. So I'm not really sure that having a comfortable shower chair, a lounge chair in the shower, is going to help you out at all. But go for it. Number 2, 7 perhaps less than helpful home hacks. Build a tree mansion. They say, don't just settle for a small playhouse. Go all out with a tree mansion. Sounds like a perfect fit for my backyard. We'll just use the funds from the money tree we also have growing out there. Transform your shed. They say transform an unused shed into a pub shed, a she shed, or a greenhouse. That, of course, would require evicting the spiders. Install a hidden bookshelf is number 5 here. 5 out of 7, less than helpful home hacks. Install a hidden bookshelf. Create a bookshelf underneath the staircase that you can pull out and grab your favorite books. Because I need more reasons to create overdue library books like a hidden bookshelf so I never know where my kids stuffed all those Berenstain Bears books we checked out. Number 6, install a secret room. They say always wanted that secret room from the movies. Try this out. Pro tip. Go ahead and install a secret room. That's where you hide the snacks from the kids. And number 7 less than helpful home hacks, add garbage and recycling chutes in the kitchen. They say chores just got so much easier. Add garbage and recycling chutes in your kitchen. Another pro tip from me, before installing any type of chute in your home, measure its height off the floor in relation to the height of your eldest and its width in relation to the width of your youngest child. There's my pro tip for you. 7 less than helpful home hacks here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We're back with more tunes after this. Well, did you know there's a new feature for Facebook? They've introduced a feature that allows users to snooze certain keywords. Why is that important? Well, maybe you have certain friends who always block, or you want to block, because they spoil movies. Now, before Facebook, back in my day, I had a friend that I've never really forgiven for telling me that Darth Maul got cut in half in Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Like, that was, like, honestly the first time I ever got to see a movie was Star Wars The Phantom Menace. First time I ever saw a movie in the theater, and he's like, Darth Maul got cut in half on the way to the theater. On the way to the theater. First time I ever got to see a movie, and I had a spoiler just dropped right in my lap, right on my head on the way to the theater. So I think this is kind of interesting. So you can block movie spoilers by snoozing certain keywords with a new feature on Facebook. When you don't want to see posts about a current event or a show or even just something you don't want to look at for a while, which is kind of a lot of stuff on Facebook, you can simply snooze posts which contain words related to that topic. It's a variant of Facebook's option to snooze people and pages you don't want to see, which was introduced last year. That period of quiet time is the same 30 days. So the option's fairly simple to use. If you see a post with the offending keyword, say Infinity War or Mr. Rogers, or, you know, one of those movies that's coming out, you can select the option to snooze keywords from the post in the drop-down menu on the top right. When you select that option, you're given a list of keywords pulled from the text of that offending post and can select which ones you want to snooze. So, don't know if it's a foolproof system, but for those of you like myself that often see movies well after the fact because you have kids and it's not always easy to find childcare, and you just say, you know what? Okay, I'll just, full disclosure, I haven't seen the new Avengers yet, so don't spoil it for me. So that's why this was just kind of relevant and poignant to me. It's like, man, I don't want to know who dies or who doesn't. Like, just wait until I see the movie. So you can snooze posts and people on Facebook. Don't hit snooze. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. You're riding along with Caleb, Matt Maher, Brandon Heath, New Unspoken after the break. Talking about suits and clothes and apparel and fashion and things like that, we got to thinking back to days of yesteryear when we were being dressed, maybe not of our own volition so much.
Let's not throw any parents under the bus.
At least told, you know, it's like, oh, you need to tuck this in or you whatever it was. So we started thinking, what were some of the fashion faux pas that we made as children that we look back on now and say, why in the world did I wear that or do my hair that way or whatever? And now some of these weren't just okay when we were kids, because again, you throw the parents under the bus a little bit. But honestly, during high school, it's like, wow, what? Why in the world did I think borrowing my friend's pair of JNCO jeans was a good idea at all?
What kind of jeans?
JNCO jeans.
JNCO?
Because it was punk.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It was my year of angst.
You had an angsty year?
Well, really, I didn't, but everybody else was, so I kind of thought, well, you know, it's like, well, it's cool to pretend like you have problems. I don't know. Anyway, so here's what we want. 715-396-1670. Let us know by text during the WIB listener line. What's a fashion faux pas that, looking back, you're like, why in the world did I wear that or dress that way? So I'm going to throw this out there. I had my big old glasses. I had my hair with a comb over, and even now, like, my current hairstyle is a little bit of a comb over with some product.
Yeah, well, it's like a fancy comb over.
It's cyclical, so you're kind of going full circle, but it was the, you get the brush wet with water and just like whoosh it through your hair, and that was the comb over that I had. I wore socks with sandals, wore a lot of jean shorts, and I tucked my shirts into my jeans.
I think all of those things are probably things that I did, except that my comb over was not. So you're talking it was kind of like left to right or right to left or something like that?
It was whatever direction that my dad or mom combed it if they were looking at me. So probably the opposite of what I would have done. So
I just took the wet comb and just kind of went straight down. So then like there was like little lines visible because like the hair would sort of clump together because it was wet. And so you
see, I just had this crazy cowlick. So like I could never go straight forward until I got to like eighth grade and then had it cropped really short and started using the LA Looks gel. So that's... I still honestly have some of that I haven't used for probably a decade.
Maybe it's still good. I don't know. Does gel last that long?
I'm not sure. Probably this stuff because of all the chemicals that they put
in it. It probably would hold better than ever now.
I had my hair stage as well where it was kind of floppy skater hair. And like I didn't have the cool skater hair. I had the hair that like it only started curling, like my big blonde mop of hair only started curling in the humidity. So I'd like have and I would choose to have my skater hair like in the middle of the summer.
When it was really, really hot.
Really, really hot, yeah.
And you're also talking to the guy who has had essentially one hairstyle since I was about 2 years old and acquired some hair.
Okay.
Because I didn't have hair, you know, like when I was – it kind of came in slowly, but by the time I got it, I've had this
like,
same hairstyle.
You were just like, no, I better Samson this stuff and not cut it because you never know if it's going to stay or not. So you
well,
just
yeah,
kinda...
I don't think I actually had a first official haircut until like 2 years old or something like that because I just – it came in so slow and it was so light blonde. It's gotten a little bit darker over time. But I once had a speech coach refer to my hairstyle as bird hair.
Oh.
Kind of like, you know, like birds have, like they have little feathers.
Yeah.
Not like the full lot, but
sort of
baby birds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby bird tufts of bird hair.
What were your fashion faux pas as a kid? Let us know here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Shoot us a text at 715-396-1670.
I'm expecting a lot of jean shorts.
Yeah.
A lot of jean shorts for guys.
And, I mean,
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the socks and sandals thing, I can't have been alone with that.
No,
and also
no, you are not.
Tucking things in all the time. Then there was that look in the 90s where you'd wear like the Aloha shirt, but you'd have like a white t-shirt underneath. So you'd have all the buttons open. So you'd have
So it sort of just flops around.
Yeah. And
I think
then
people still do that.
We call them, I don't know what everybody else called them, but my brother Josh and I called them slick pants. And they were pants that were like way more comfortable than jeans because they were like, you know, it said like athletic wear or something like that on them. So we would wear them everywhere that mom would let us. And half the time we'd slip them on real quick so that we could go out because it's like, oh, it's easier to run in these than jeans. But they, you know, they were just made of kind of that almost
polyester?
Like a tent fabric. Yeah, something like that.
I think they had
one of those Kid Tough guarantees from Shopko. So it's like if you ripped them, which we did all the time, you could just take them back and they'd replace them.
You
no
could pair that
asked,
with a starter jacket.
Yes.
And that would have been the peak 90s.
You know, okay, Blessed Pastor's family didn't have a lot of money to buy a starter jacket. But I remember getting a starter jacket at one point, like hand-me-down, and it was Notre Dame. I don't care for Notre Dame, but it was a starter jacket. So it was like, yep, going to wear that.
That is incredible. Yeah, you could have been all clad in polyester. If you started sliding across the slide, you would have just... Phew.
You could have just pledged the floor and just shoved me along, and
I probably would have hit the back
end of the
hallway.
You could have
buffed up the floor nicely.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Elijah, for joining us. What's your fashion faux pas? Join us in commiserating on that. 715-396-1670. More tunes after the break. We'll take you up to 9 and focus on the family. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.